The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast on Monday, the 23rd of September, 2019. On the podcast today, David Bramhill, chairman of Union Jack Oil, and David discusses some of the highlights from their last 6 months as they released their interim results today. Also on the podcast, Ed Dawson, managing director of Prospects Oil and Gas, PXOG, is ticker there, and Ed talks through some of their approaching milestones and the highlights from their half-year results. Plus, as always, I have two lists for you. The top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours and the top five most liked RNSs. If you get an RNS from us via the app, which is free to download, absolutely free, then please, if you like the content of an RNS, give it a thumbs up and it could appear on this podcast and on the front page at voxmarkets.co.uk.
Want to get live push notification alerts whenever a company you follow releases an RNS? Find out more at voxmarkets.co.uk/app.
And joining me on the podcast right now is David Bramhill, chairman of Union Jack Oil. UJO is ticker there. David, thanks for joining me.
Morning, Justin. Thank you.
Now, you've just released your half-year report, and it's been quite an eventful 6 months, hasn't it?
Yeah, you can say that again. It's been a great 6 months, but, you know, I'm glad a lot of shareholders, I suppose, you know, there's so many good events going on. I want to see them come to fruition, and they're sort of in a two-mile hurdle race, if I can use that analogue. You know, we're halfway round and everything's looking good.
Yeah, well, before we get into it, David, there are always people who are tuning in and not quite familiar with companies and brand new to the podcast. So if someone's listening right now and is not quite familiar with Union Jack Oil, because you've got a lot of things going on, just summarise what the business is about, please.
Yes, of course, Union Jack Oil is quoted, listed, whatever word you want to use, on AIM. And we effectively take interest in very, very late stage projects, i.e. we don't do grassroots. We don't like too much risk. It's risky enough, even when you think you've got everything you have. So we'd like to get in at the late stage, I suppose, low-hanging fruit and all that stuff. And I think our technical team have picked some very, very nice projects over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And they all seem to be coming, you know, to fruition.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, let's go through some of the highlights here. Let's start off, as you've got them listed here on the RNS this morning. So West Newton, what's happening there at the moment?
Everything's in the labs. We started a test, we recovered what we need to at the moment, and basically it's definitely an oil discovery rather than a gas discovery, and it's really put everything, I won't even say square one, you know, it's a very, very good position to be in, but as you know, it's been bandied around a gas discovery. Well, yeah, there is some gas there, but it does look to be predominantly oil, so everything is being... Basically, even back to the CPR, like the original CPR was done for gas. The one that's being done now and the volumetrics is being done for oil. So we'd expect to see some very, very good figures coming out of there.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
That's the plan.
Exactly. And when do you think you'll have more news on that, David?
It's difficult to say. Everything's in the labs at the moment. Yeah. You know, halfway around the blinking world. All, you know, is there's gas to be analysed, the oil to be analysed. There's all sorts of things to be done to refigure. Mm-hmm. And it's very difficult. This is a frustrating time. You never know how long these things are going to take.
Yeah.
I'd like to think a few weeks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But nevertheless, you are very optimistic there.
Oh, of course. How could you not be?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, let's move on to Biscothorpe. What's happening there, David?
Surprise package. Mm-hmm. Really is. Back in February, when we drilled the well, it was, I won't say gloom and doom, but it certainly wasn't nothing to light a cigar about, I suppose. But since that then, a lot of work has been done, a lot has transpired, and it does look like there's an oil column there. Mm-hmm. That's what the experts say, and the results of that came from a lab basically in Norway, which is used by Exxon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically, the Egdon team and us, we like to use the best, and the results we're getting out of there, you know, we'll know more in a couple of weeks, maybe 3-4 weeks even, but that is beginning to look like a surprise package, and could surprise everybody.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And tell us where we are at the moment with Wrestle.
Wrestle, we're waiting for the planning, as everybody probably knows. We've got a very, very nice discovery there. When it comes online, it'll be doing about 500 barrels a day, possibly potentially more as time goes on. There are other prospects. And surprisingly, the North Links Council withdrew all their evidence and their objection to the planning. So we're still having a planning inquiry. Of course we are. We have to, because of what has gone on in the past. So you'd be very, very hopeful there. You'd have to be, because on a planning basis, you know, best not speculate too much. But it does look interesting, be good for us at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you got enough cash and no debt there?
No debt. Don't like too much debt. In fact, we haven't got any debt, and that would be the plan. Thankfully, we've got a very, very supportive group of institutions and private shareholders who always support. We're fine for the moment. We've got, you know, with the extended well test at West Newton, that's all paid for. So there's nothing coming out. We've got, as you said, as on Friday, we had 2.8 million in cash, and we're pretty frugal, as everyone probably knows. So we're fine for the moment.
Yeah. And so what would you say, David, next, say, 3 months, what's the big news you're expecting?
I'm hoping for three bits of big news. West Newton, Biscuithorpe and Wrestle. You know, that's on everyone's radar now, and especially on mine.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, let's have three reasons. If someone's listening to this, David, likes the sound of what's happening and what's to come, but are not yet following the story, give them those three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add you to their watch list, please.
As I always say, this is an oil company, resource company. Any company has risk. Look at Thomas Cook, poor people there. Mm-hmm. You know, everything carries risk, so I'm always going to say that. But we've got some very, very nice projects. That's number one. Number two, I think you're guaranteed news flow. Well, not saying you are with the projects we have. And also the board, we try and do as it says on the tin, and we've been reasonably successful at that. And it's still a work in progress, but very, very good work, I must say.
Yeah, marvellous stuff. David, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Justin. Thanks for your time.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Ed Dawson, Managing Director of Prospects Oil and Gas. PXOG is the ticker there. Ed, thanks for joining me.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Now, you've announced your half-year report, and we'll dig into that in a bit. But as always, Ed, I know you've got several parts of the business. If someone is listening right now, not familiar with Prospects Oil and Gas, just summarise the business for them, if you could.
Yeah, we are an AIM investment company specialising in oil and gas. We're focusing on the European four deep play, and today we have investments in Romania, Italy and Spain. Romania provides some production. It's small scale, but cheap because it's very shallow and relatively low risk. Mm-hmm. Italy, it will be a game changer in 2021 in terms of production numbers. We drilled a prospect there in 2017. We've got some great flow tests on it, and the production forecasts look very, very strong. Spain, whilst the same geological animal, is potentially much, much larger with a CPR with 830 billion cubic feet attributed to the license. So, you know, spread portfolio over a number of jurisdictions, but looking, you know, primarily for gas.
Mm-hmm. Marvellous stuff. Okay, well, I noticed the share price was down a little bit today. Well, I'm looking at 20% down. What are your thoughts now, Ed? Why do you think that is?
I'm, you know, firmly believe that, you know, we're trading at a big discount anyway to our fair value. With the CPR for Italy, it contributes 4.5 million euros just to Selva alone. So long-term, mid-term, I think, you know, that there's a great opportunity for shareholders. If people were maybe expecting a bit more from Spain, then I can talk through that. You know, we're still confident about that, and actually seeing some very promising early work in the wider basin, bits and pieces that we're doing there. There's certainly some more prospectivity than we'd realised outside of that area that has had 830 BCF attributed to it.
And what about cash-wise? How are you for cash?
Well, readers of the announcement can see that actually, we're reasonably positioned for cash for us. Cash has increased since the year end. And, yeah, we've got over 300,000 in the bank. So, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, okay. All right. So what's what do you think, important inflection point milestones happening in the next 3 to 6 months will be then, Ed?
Well, if you look, we sort of talked a bit about Italy. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's is key for us. As I intimated, that we see a huge uplift in revenue there. So, trading 1x sales, to me suggests that the shares are very, very cheap. We're a big discount to net asset value. The share equity value in the accounts is over 6 million. In terms of action on the ground, again, we are actually getting the right noises out of the regulators in Italy. So we've had the production permit provisionally awarded, and that is subject to an EIA and various other technical things we've had to submit. There's dialogue going on there. It's the right sort of dialogue. So I think that process is coming to an end, roughly in line with what we've indicated to the market. That obviously pushes Italy along again, and it becomes even more real than it is today.
So what do you say then? Is it 1x next year's revenue or the year after revenue?
We're going to come on at some stage in 2020.
Yeah.
So I reckon based on 20 euro cents, which is around, it's below the average, but around the current price, at 150,000 cubic meters a day on a 17% net share interest to us is 1.9 million euros. Prices will go up and down, but that's certainly indicative of, as I say, we're trading the first 12 months of revenue out of Italy.
Yeah.
So, I think that's, to me, very, very cheap.
Yeah.
So I think we'll get good news out of that. Mm-hmm. We've got a new partner effectively in Spain. They're a very interesting group for us, and we're delighted that a sort of, I suppose, reinvigorated, maybe slightly the wrong word, but it's a group out of Scotland who have assets in Australia. They reversed into what was Petrel, renamed it Warrego. They've just completed drilling the deepest well in Australia onshore. Their pre-drill target 1 TCF looks like it's going to bear out. And whilst they've been sort of notionally distracted with that, they say they very much like the Spanish project. They're very happy to fund it, 85% of it, until we take our option up in due course up to 49%. So, that's good as well. It's great to have sort of partners who see the quality of the asset that we do and want to push it forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, Ed. Okay, before we go into the three reasons, anything else to report on?
I don't want to sort of overstep what's already put in today's RNS, but no, we're very active on pushing a number of things along, and as I say, look forward to updating the market as and when about this.
Okay, we'll give people three reasons, then, Ed, why they should add you to their watch list, please, if they haven't already, of course.
Well, we do have a very strong management team that delivered big returns for shareholders before, and we wish to do that again. You and I have talked about it, trading at a big discount, whether you see, 4.6 million euros in the CPR in Italy, the shareholders' equity, 6 million sterling, so we're trading at a big discount, and you know, I think we're going to get some good news flow, for example, from Italy, to wake people up to the fact where we are. Yeah.
Marvellous stuff, Ed. Good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Well, thank you.
Okay, it's time for the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. They are at five. SafeStay, SSTY. I covered them in the weekend podcast. They had news out last week, of course. And I also covered them on my weekend video. Just check it out. Just do a search for Justin Waite YouTube SafeStay. At four, Argo Mining. I also covered news on those guys, and Bitcoin's a little bit down today. They are leveraged that price, but I think Bitcoin has become... It's been big news out today, actually, on Bitcoin, about futures contracts being available. More liquidity there. It's becoming a bit of a grown-up currency now. That's at four, Argo Mining. At three, Sirius Minerals. Up 1% today. People chase... Do you know what's nuts? The companies people follow. Why not follow companies that are improving rather than not doing as well or just about to die? At two, there we are. Gfinity, G-F-I-N. That's better. Company that seems to be improving there. And number one most followed, people over the weekend obviously hoping to jump in to get some kind of government bailout. Thomas Cook Group is the most followed company on VoxMarket. They've gone bust. They've now gone bust. That's how close to the gamble you were. It's not investing, that's gambling, all right? Okay, top five most liked or read RNSs are as follows. At five, Proactis strategic contract win. At four, Union Jack All, half-year report. I checked with David about that. At three, Rehabil Resources, California operational update. At two, Harvest Minerals, expansion of open pit and headroom ROM storage. And at one, Strategic Minerals, Cobra arbitration claim. That's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening. Much appreciated.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.